Chapter 7. An Inspector Calls. Uncle Ted was waiting for Jack and Mary at the school gates at the end of the afternoon. The children ran over to him.
"Are you ready to go to the local council offices, you two?" he asked.
"Yes, we're ready,"
they said. Jack and Mary climbed into Uncle Ted's car and they set off. The local council offices were in a big building with wide steps leading up to the main entrance. Inside it was dark and gloomy. The walls were a dull brown colour and covered with portraits of councillors from many years ago. The people in the portraits looked very stern.
"What a gloomy place," said Mary.
"Never mind," said Uncle Ted. "Let's hope we can find someone to help us."
A woman at the reception desk told them to go upstairs. Uncle Ted knocked on the door of the first office.
"Come in," called a voice.
Uncle Ted and the children pushed open the door. The room was very untidy. There was paper everywhere. A fair-haired man stood up and came to greet them.
"I'm sorry about the mess," he said. "I only started this job a week ago, and I'm still trying to find out where everything is."
He pushed piles of papers off some chairs. Uncle Ted and the children sat down.
"Now, how may I help you?" he asked. "I'm Inspector Green. My job is to look after the local environment and to make sure that no one harms it."
Uncle Ted explained about the dead fish that Jack and Mary had seen. Then he told Inspector Green that he was an angler and often fished in the stream. He said he had noticed that there were a lot fewer fish this year. Next, he told Inspector Green about the meeting and how cross the people were. Finally, he told the inspector about Sid Scrub and his brother, Harry.
"They don't sound like very nice people at all," agreed the inspector.
Uncle Ted said, "Can you go and inspect the old pump house? Can you find out if dyes are being tipped into the stream?"
"We don't want any more fish to die," said Mary.
"I can understand that," said the inspector. "But where exactly is this old pump house?"
Mary noticed a map on the wall of the office.
"We can show you on the map," she said.
They showed the inspector where the old pump house was.
"It's on my way home," said the inspector. "I'll go and inspect it this afternoon."
Uncle Ted and the children left the local council offices.
"I hope the inspector is successful," said Mary.
"I'm sure he will be," said Uncle Ted.
"Could we go to the pump house now and wait for the inspector to arrive?" said Jack. "Then we could point out where the hatch is."
"Good idea, Jack," said Uncle Ted.
Uncle Ted and the children went to wait at the pump house. When the inspector arrived, Jack pointed out where the hatch was.
"I see," said the inspector.
He got out a notebook and pencil and made some notes.
"Well, if there is a hatch there, it will be easy to see from the inside. Now, you must all wait here while I make my inspection. I'm sorry, but you cannot come with me."
The inspector went to the main gates of the factory and went inside. Uncle Ted, Jack and Mary waited and waited.
"He's taking a long time," said Jack.
"That's good," said Uncle Ted. "It means he's making a thorough inspection."
Just then, the factory door opened and the inspector appeared. He came over to Uncle Ted.
"Did you find the hatch?" asked Jack.
"Did you see any barrels of dye near the hatch?" asked Mary.
The inspector tapped his notebook with his pencil.
"I'm pleased to say," he said, "that I found nothing bad at all. I didn't find a hatch where you said. In fact, I didn't find a hatch anywhere. Mr. Scrub says that waste dyes are taken by van to a proper dump. He says that he and his brother take the waste to the dump every day. He says it costs him a lot of money.
But it's not true, said Jack. We have seen him tipping the waste dye into the water. We're sure that's why the fish are dying.
Show me where you saw the dead fish, said the inspector.
They walked carefully down the bank to the water's edge.
Just there,
said Mary, pointing to the grid.
But I can't see any dead fish. Can you?
Said the inspector.
No one is ever going to believe us, sighed Jack.
The inspector smiled kindly at him.
I'm sorry you are so upset, he said. I can do nothing without any evidence. But I have to admit that I don't like Mr. Scrub very much. He doesn't seem like a very nice man.
So what happens now? Asked Uncle Ted.
I have to make a report about the factory, said the inspector. I will have to report that the factory is operating properly.
But it isn't operating properly, said Jack.
Oh, I'm sorry, sighed the inspector. There's nothing more I can do.
When the inspector left, Uncle Ted, Jack and Mary walked back to their car.
I don't understand why the inspector couldn't find the hatch, said Jack.
It does seem strange, agreed Uncle Ted.
Oh, no, it doesn't, said Mary suddenly. The inspector wouldn't see the hatch if it was hidden by a false floor, would he?
A false floor, exclaimed Uncle Ted. Why, I never thought of that.
That explains why the workers didn't know about a hatch. They wouldn't have seen it either, said Jack. But how can we prove it? Asked Mary.
Jack thought for a few minutes. Then he smiled a big smile.
I think I've got the perfect plan, he said.